Hi, my name is Kirk Kinder, and this is Saving Yourself from Wall Street, the podcast for people who want to avoid Wall Street's sales tactics, high cost, and conflicted advice so they can take control of their financial life. So let's get to it. In today's episode of the Saving Yourself from Wall Street podcast, we're going to look at something that confuses a lot of retirees, Medicare. When you're working, it's pretty easy to deal with your health insurance. Most people have their health insurance through work. So each year, work tells them, hey, here's the three or four plans that we have offered. We've decided to go with this insurance company. So people just pick which one that they think is best for them. All of that changes once you retire and go on Medicare. All of a sudden, you have different parts of Medicare, A, B, C, D. And then you have supplemental to all the Medicare parts. So you've got a whole nother alphabet of insurance plans to choose from. And if that's not enough, each insurance company has their own supplement plan for each of the alphabet soup. So you're looking at a myriad of choices to try to figure out which plan is going to be best for you. To top it off, once you get close to getting on Medicare, you start getting inundated with all of the mailings, the phone calls. Sometimes you even have people show up at your door trying to sell you Medicare supplements. So it gets really confusing for folks when they go on Medicare. And then once people pick their Medicare plan, they just assume that that's what they've got and they stick with it and they never look at it again. It's really important to look at Medicare right now because we have hit the open enrollment period, which started on October 15th. So you have the opportunity to see if the Medicare plan that you're on is still the best one for you. So today, we're going to talk to Aaron Zolbrod. Aaron founded the health insurance store back in 2008. And since that time, he's helped over 8,000 clients determine what plan is best for them. And he's helped advise thousands more. So Aaron's going to give you a good insight into how Medicare works and how you should approach it to ensure you're making the best decision for yourself. All right, Aaron, well, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kirk.
Yeah, I'm really glad to have you on the show. This is a perfect time. We're coming up to the open enrollment for Medicare starting tomorrow. And, you know, what I have always found is so many people, once they get set up on Medicare, they never look at it again. And that's a huge mistake. So I think having you here today is going to be very timely. But I was kind of hoping we could start off, you know, this might be pretty basic, but there's still a lot of confusion out there with people. What is Medicare Part A and B? You know, what's the difference with that? Can you just kind of start off with giving us a brief overview?
Yep. Medicare A and B is going to be Original Medicare. So that's the white card with the red and blue stripe. Part A is your hospitalization, and Part B is your medical, which are your outpatient, you know, your common outpatient procedures and services like doctor visits and testing and durable medical equipment, diabetic supplies, outpatient surgeries, things of that nature. That's the thing that, so Part B is all paid for by at 80%, and that puts the Medicare beneficiary on the hook for the 20%. So if you just had Medicare and nothing else, no supplement, no Advantage plan, again, Medicare would pay 80% of Part B services. You'd be on the hook for 20%. Part A is hospitalization, and it pays everything but $1,364. And then the person on Medicare also would be responsible for that.
Okay, perfect. And then can you take a quick second just to throw in, you know, the Part D that was added a few years back?
So Part C, let's start with C. C is your right basically to privatize your Medicare. So when you take Part C, what you're doing is you're choosing a private insurance company. You're privatizing your Medicare. In other words, you're choosing a company that provides you with an HMO or PPO, and it's basically been also referred to as a replacement to Medicare. So what you're doing is you're choosing to have Medicare do a completely different job than what I just mentioned, paying your hospitalization minus that $1,300 and paying 80% for your Medicare. What you're doing is you're having a private insurance company take over for Medicare, so to speak. They're going to provide your insurance, and they're going to pay all the bills minus your cost sharing. You're going to have co-pays coinsurance, which is a percentage of the bill, or a deductible for all services. So again, that's the privatization of your Medicare, basically. And then Part D is your prescription coverage, which can be included in an Advantage plan, again, which is Part C. So Part C and an Advantage plan are the same thing. And generally, Part D is included when you buy an Advantage plan, and it's not included in original Medicare or a supplement.
Okay.
I hope that was clear enough for everybody.
Yeah, so we have A, B, C, D, and C is the private Medicare Advantage plans.
That's correct, right, which are HMOs or PPOs. So if you're wondering if you have an Advantage plan or a supplement, if your card says HMO or PPO, you've got an Advantage plan. And that is one of the most confusing, people get most confused about. They think their HMO or PPO, they think their Advantage plan is a supplement, and it's not.
Okay. I mean, do you find that some people actually, whether it's, you know, salespeople that push them that way, but do you find that people think they're on Medicare, but they're really on, you know, on A and B, but they're really on Part C?
I find that I'd probably say 75% of the people I meet for the first time or I talk to for the first time that aren't clients of ours who have gotten their plans through other agents, through a company directly, don't realize they're on an Advantage plan and not a supplement. They have no idea. They thought it was secondary to Medicare. It's so common, it's sad, actually.
Now, do you think, is that happening because there's a bigger commission for Advantage plans, or
it's a small part of the reason, but not the biggest in my estimation, in my experience. Most common is this: somebody retires, they've got Blue Cross Blue Shield, or in our area where we're Western Pennsylvania, UPMC, which is University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, and Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield are the two biggest providers of health insurance in Western Pennsylvania. So you've got one of those plans usually if you're employed. And so when you retire, a lot of people retire at 65, 66, 67. They just pick up the phone and call those people and say, hey, I'm on Medicare now. Now, these companies are pitching, like UPMC, for example, they don't even offer supplements. They only offer Advantage plans. So you're definitely not going to get that presented to you as an option. And same with Highmark. They're pushing the Blue Cross Blue Shield. They're pushing that Advantage plan more than they're pushing their supplements. And so that's most common.
Okay.
And then the second thing is what you talked about. They'll come and they'll run into a salesperson or a broker or an agent who doesn't sell supplements. And we do make a lot more money on Advantage plans when somebody first goes on Medicare. We actually get paid double what we normally would. So the temptation is there. And this business is becoming more crowded with agents who are, you know, just going out there and saying, boy, I heard they can make a lot of money, and they're not being trained the right way. They don't understand the plans themselves. So yes, it happens. It's, you know, people just aren't getting the proper information.
Wow. That's amazing. I had no idea that was that prevalent, for people getting pushed in Advantage plans. Do you know overall, like for all Medicare recipients in general, and maybe you don't, but like what percent do Advantage plans versus just the traditional Medicare?
There's now over 20 million seniors who have Advantage plans. So wow. I don't know what and it's growing. It's a growing market. And I don't know what the, you know, number of Medicare recipients are completely, but I know that the figure is, I believe it's over 21 million right now. I know it's over 20 million and growing.
Wow, that's huge. I didn't know it was that big.
Yeah, it's getting bigger. It's getting bigger.
Yeah. While we're talking about Advantage plans, can you kind of dig into it a little bit as far as, because there are a lot of, obviously there's a lot of misconceptions. Some people don't even know they're on them, but there's also a lot of misconceptions as far as, you know, what it provides.
So what draws people to them a lot of times who is the low premium. So if you're going to take an Advantage plan, and I want to make this clear, I'm not anti-Advantage plan completely. You know, I'm a bigger fan of supplements, but there is a market for Advantage. There is a niche. There is a need for these Advantage plans. And the reason you want to take one, if you decide this is the way you want to go, is you can get one for $0. And if you're going to take one, the concept is you're going to save money. In Western Pennsylvania, an advantage, I mean, a supplement starts at about, you know, $100 to $115, including Part D. And if you can get a zero premium advantage plan, the concept is, okay, let's call it $100 for easy math. That's $1,200 a year I can save over a five-year period. You know, I can save $7,000 in premium. And knock on wood, if I stay healthy, that's a lot of money. Now, what people don't understand, and people love advantage plans, you know, when they're low premium advantage plans, when they're healthy, because they're just going to their doctor visit and paying $5, or, you know, if they go to urgent care, it's $50, and get a blood test, it's $10. But they hate them when they get really sick. And because if you get cancer, need chemo or radiation, you wind up in a skilled nursing facility, you know, you need some expensive drugs infused or injected in an outpatient setting, you could get bills between $3,400 and $6,700. So you're cruising along and this is great. You know, I hear it all the time. Well, my advantage plan's worked well for me. That's because you've been healthy. It's when you become unhealthy or sick that they're probably not going to work as well, because you're going to get big bills now. And supplements eliminate those bills. And what else, Kirk, most people don't know. The biggest risk of an advantage plan, in my opinion, is not the fact that you could get a bill, you know, you could get bills one year from $3,400 to $6,700. It's that if you get sick, if you're diagnosed with cancer, with COPD, with insulin-dependent diabetes, with an autoimmune disorder, there's a good, and a lot of other things, there's a chance you can never get a supplement again. So then, because supplements are medically underwritten, other than the first time you go on Medicare Part B. So in other words, if you want to leave an HMO or a PPO and go back to a supplement, which pays all the bills, those companies are allowed to discriminate based on current or pre-existing, you know, current or prior health conditions. And they can just say, we don't want you because you're too high of a risk at that point. And now you're stuck in an advantage plan. And if you've got ongoing healthcare needs like infusion therapy with a drug like Remicade, you're going to spend $3,500 to $6,700 out of your pocket every single year. So that money you thought you were saving in premiums, poof, it's gone.
Wow. Okay. I mean, how do you usually approach it then? If you have a client that comes in and they're on an advantage plan, I mean, do you?
The first thing we're going to do, and you know, I'm going to ask, and this is where it comes up. Do you understand you're not on a supplement? And they usually look at me cockeyed and say, "What are you talking about?" And then we explain to them a little bit of the differences. But the first thing I have to do, I have to ask them that series of medical questions to see if they can even change.
Okay.
So if they say I've got COPD, we're done. Yeah. And all I can do is at that point is put them on, you know, the Advantage plan that offers the best value for that particular year. It is what it is. Now, when I get people who are going on Medicare for the first time or who have what's called guaranteed issue, in other words, the supplements have to issue them a policy, I'm adamant that I let them know, you know, this is it. This is your one and only shot at getting a supplement. And even though you're healthy now and you might not need it, you can't predict what your health is going to be in 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I get you on an advantage plan today because you say you never go to the doctor, and in 8 months you're diagnosed with cancer, guess what? You're not going back to a supplement. And that's what I have to make sure people understand. And that's another part of the equation that people who maybe even are offering both types of plans aren't telling, you know, the person across the desk from them or the person across the table, that is the biggest risk that you take with advantage plans.
Be an enormous risk if you do get some sort of debilitating disease. And as you age, that's probably a high probability event.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Kirk, I've met people who meet their out-of-pocket maximum every single year. They're meeting that $3,400 or $6,700. They've been paying it for years. And like you said, one of the biggest mistakes people make is they get a plan and they just stay on it, not realizing that. Here's another thing with Advantage plans that a lot of people don't know. You buy this plan and your set of benefits is only good for 1 year. It can change every year. So your co-pays can be raised. You know, one thing that attracts people to Advantage plans is they get a, you know, might get a couple hundred bucks for a pair of glasses. They'll get a little bit of dental benefit, and they get a gym membership. That can all go away. And then co-pays maybe on a hospitalization could for a 5-day hospitalization could go from $300 to $1,200 or $1,300 the following year. And, you know, because they don't give you that in a succinct sheet of paper to tell you that, and it comes hidden in a 100-page book, you might not know that. So, okay. You know, a lot of little, you know, intricacies that people don't know, a lot of fine print. And again, this is just stuff that's not explained to people in initial consultations.
And are most of those enough. Changes that they can make, are those company specific, or does you know, Medicare kind of control what they can and can't do?
Well, they have to submit it to Medicare, but there's benchmarks. So in other words, the benchmarks are these Advantage plans have to cover everything as good or better than original Medicare. Well, if a hospitalization is $1,360 for 1 day, these companies, as long as they say, okay, we're gonna make it, you know, we just had a company this year, they went from $175 a day in the hospital for 3 days to $350 a day in the hospital for 4 days. So the max hospitalization went from $525 to $1,400, and that was approved by Medicare. So, I mean, they're really loose as long as they meet those guidelines that for whatever reason, Medicare considers that as good or better than what Medicare offers, they're able to do it.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's, you know, I think that there could be a little bit, you know, I'm not a big regulation guy, but I think there could be a couple more, you know, sensible regulations in Advantage plans. The first one I would have is I would say Medicare Advantage plans should not be allowed to have premiums over $100. And believe it or not, in Western Pennsylvania, there's companies that have Advantage plans with premiums of $300, and those people are still exposed to $3,400 to $4,000 out of their own pocket.
Wow. Okay. Huh. So I guess the first thing for anybody listening to this, if they're already on Medicare, is to understand, are they on an Advantage plan or on traditional Medicare? And then it seems like probably the only thing way it might work is if you go on the Advantage to start and just make sure you know you're going to do it just for a couple years and switch before hopefully something hits you. I mean, that seems like the only way you'd want to think about it.
Are you willing to take that chance?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A lot of times when I find people who are on these low-cost Advantage plans and I meet them when they're 70, 71, 72, and they've worked for them, they've never, you know, they've not been diagnosed, I say, you know what? If I was you, I'd cash in your chips.
Yeah.
You know, you guys saved between a husband and wife, you guys saved, you know, $14,000-$15,000 on premiums. Cash that in, man, you know,
yeah.
and get your supplement now, because how long are you going to, you know, listen, we'd all love to live to be 82 and die in our sleep, you know, or 85 and die in our sleep and never
sure.
go through cancer or,
yeah.
you know, debilitating disease that slowly, you know, results in our demise. But how many people do you know that can say that? You just, you know,
yeah.
at some
yeah.
point you're going to really need your insurance. One other thing about Advantage plans are they have networks. And so, you know, generally the best plans are HMOs, which means you've got to use participating doctors, facilities, and hospitals. And so you could be cut off from a whole hospital system. Or I'll give you an example. We had a client in 2017 that got a rare parasite from tainted romaine lettuce. She had a supplement, which means she could go to any doctor or hospital in the country. There was only two hospitals in the whole country that could treat that condition, and it was the Mayo Clinic and the Cleveland Clinic. She went to the Cleveland Clinic because she had a supplement. She stayed for 115 days.
Wow.
I saw the bill. I touched it. It was $250,000. She never paid a penny.
Whew.
Now, if she'd have had certain HMOs, the Cleveland Clinic would have been off limits. The Mayo Clinic would have been off limits. She would not have been able to go. She would have died. Period, end of story. Because even our best hospital in Pittsburgh did not have the technology to treat her.
Wow.
So, you know, when we compare and contrast to supplements, one of the best things about supplements is you can go to any doctor, anywhere who accepts Medicare and will take you as a patient.
Okay. So another disadvantage for the Advantage plans is you're really stuck to whomever they want you to see.
Yeah, they're really regional. So like Okay. Even in Western Pennsylvania, you're not going to go to Philadelphia and get care. You know, we're in the Pittsburgh area, Western Pennsylvania, the biggest cities would be Erie, Youngstown, and Pittsburgh, basically. Okay. If you have a plan and you lived in one of those, you're not even going to Philadelphia to get seen because that's a whole other network and that's a whole other region. And they have a bunch of different plans that are only available in Eastern Pennsylvania compared to Western Pennsylvania.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be eye-opening for so many people who are on Advantage plans and one who don't know they're on there, but two, even if they are, I bet they don't know all the risks that they're taking by being on an Advantage plan.
Yeah. So let's take a call I had a couple Saturdays ago. I do a radio show on, a couple radio shows, and I got a call from somebody who had been on an Advantage plan, for years and was just afraid to change because of the familiarity with the name of the company. And I asked her, do you know how much it would cost if you were hospitalized for 5 days? And she said, no. And I said, do you know how much it would cost you if you got cancer and needed chemo? And she said, no. So she didn't even know what her benefits are.
Hmm.
It amazes me, that people don't know that. And, that's the beauty of supplements is we do know. We always know. Basically, you're going to have little or no out-of-pocket costs, and that's what supplements do. They're also known as Medigap policies, and they're designed to cover the gaps in Medicare. So we don't need to worry about what the copays and benefits are. We know what we're going to pay. Basically, you're going to pay nothing out of your pocket if you have cancer, if you need chemo or radiation, if you're hospitalized. And they're just those are the plans that you can kind of buy and forget about. The only thing we need to worry about is what the costs, how the costs go up. And possibly switch companies if we can, if one company's less than the other.
Okay. Well, so I know with, clients of mine, the confusing part has always been, how do you pick a supplement? Like, what to look for? How do you review it? I mean, can you give us a quick overview? And there's a multitude of options too. So that's
yes.
The other tough part.
So yeah, let's go back to supplements again are designed to cover the gaps in Medicare and supplements are labeled with letters. So today we only have 11 choices and they're labeled with letters A through N. Starting in 2020, there'll only be 9. They're doing away with plans F and C because they're overpriced for what they offer. So basically, we recommend either plan N or plan G because they don't underinsure and they don't overinsure. And here's the thing. They're all created equal no matter what company sells it. So companies like Mutual of Omaha, Transamerica, New Era Life Insurance, AARP, Cigna, they all sell supplements. There's probably 100 or so companies that sell them in the United States, maybe a few more. They're all created equal. In other words, plan N is plan N is plan N, whether I buy it from AARP or Cigna or Aetna or Transamerica. So all we're shopping for with our clients is who's got the best cost. And we also like to know is their history of rate increases. So are they raising them every year? And if they are, how much? And so we obviously prefer companies that have a history of not raising rates as much. And so the first thing we're doing is we're gonna find those companies that offer plan N and G at the lowest cost. And that could be different in different areas of the country. So here in Western Pennsylvania, we're using a company called New Era Life Insurance of the Midwest, and we're using Aetna because they're the least expensive and we have a history with them. Now, there's a new company that's come in the marketplace that's kind of undercut them a little bit, but we're a little bit leery of a new company until we see what their rate history is with those. So we'll follow them and see, and then maybe in a couple years we might start putting more people with them. But basically, you're shopping for the company with the lowest price. That's basically what you're shopping for. Because the only difference between companies selling the same letter plan is cost. That's it.
Okay. And then, for people listening, like what's the difference between the different lettered plans then? Why N and G and not any of the others?
So G is the simplest. you pay $185 annual deductible, and then you never pay another penny for any medical care, Medicare covered services. So it's just as simple as it gets. Once I've been billed $185, I'm done. I know I'm not getting another bill. Plan N, the only difference is I'm going to have two bills in addition, you know, after the deductible. One is a $20 doctor copay at either a primary care doctor or specialist, and the other is $50 at an emergency room. And other than those, again, I'm not going to get another bill. Usually the cost difference between N and G makes sense because, you know, all you're doing with G is prepaying maybe 20 doctor visits that you're probably not going to use. Medicare supplements A and B don't cover skilled nursing after 20 days, so we never sell those because that can be a very big expense. And then there's some letters that now will put you on the hook for quite a bit of money out of pocket. So, you know, again, N and G are just the two plans that we've identified that, again, are simple to understand and very comprehensive without, again, over-insuring yourself. And I'm sure Medicare is going to come out with some new plans in the next couple of years that may have some extra copays. And again, we'll reevaluate those. But, you know, if you want to keep it simple to the people listening, shop N&G. Don't overthink it. Those are the two plans we recommend every single time to our clients who want to supplement those two plans. And there's just very little difference between the two of them. So minor. You know, a lot of times people have taken F and C because it just avoided the deductible. And then somebody would say, oh, I'll take F or C, it's the best. Well, that's relative term because all you're getting with F is $185 in bills paid. Meanwhile, you could be paying $500 a year to have $185.
Yeah.
So you've got to sit with somebody who understands these little, you know, again, these little intricacies, these little, you know, just the little differences, because when you get somebody that just says it's the best and it's this, and, you know, or it's the most comprehensive, you gotta see those details.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And how often do you recommend people look at this every single year to make sure? Or
so we have over 10,000 active clients, probably about 8,000 on Medicare. So we send recommendations letters out to all of our clients every year around this time. And our supplement people get the same recommendation every time. It's if you can afford your supplement and you qualify for your supplement, you stick on it. Obviously, if we find a company that undercuts their price, we'll let them know, you know, and if they can pass medical warranty, we'll switch them. We also have to check their, you and I discussed this before we got on the, before we started having the conversation with everybody listening, that we need to analyze their Part D. You have to get Part D, a separate prescription plan with a supplement. So obviously those people need to have that evaluated every year, and we do that. Advantage plans need to be reevaluated because, again, they can change from year to year. So we have 8 Advantage plan companies available in Western Pennsylvania. We're going to analyze all 8. We're going to find the 2 or 3 or 4 plans that we think offer the best value. And if anybody of our clients have one of those plans that don't offer what we consider to be the best value, we're going to tell them you need to switch. And it can be a huge difference. Like I talked about, that company that went from $525 max hospitalization to $1,400. Now, we've got about 250 people on that plan. And it was a good plan up until next year. We told those people, you need to switch. You can do better than the company you're on.
Okay.
So to answer your question, yes, in some way or another, it needs to be evaluated whether you have a supplement or an Advantage plan.
Okay. And do you find in your practice, you know, maybe people come to you and they've never really even done a review? It might be years. Okay.
The lady, again, I talked to, you know, a couple Saturdays ago, 9 years they've had their plan, never looked at it one time.
Wow.
And in those 9 years, their out-of-pocket maximum, in other words, what they could be billed, went from $3,400 to $6,700. Their hospitalization went from $200 per stay to $1,100 per stay. Chemotherapy went from $35 copay to 20% of the cost. So these are huge changes,
huge changes that
they never had a clue. And they could have had a plan the whole time that cost less and exposed them to much lower copays.
Wow.
It's amazing that you just can't believe it. Kirk, you just can't believe the, I hate to use the word ignorance, but or lack of knowledge. It's just, it's out there. And it's, I read a column in our Pittsburgh paper, and the column I wrote last week was, it's epidemic how many people are overpaying and also and or exposing themselves to more in bills than they need to. It really is. I don't know in other parts of the country, but in Western Pennsylvania, there are tens of thousands of people in that situation.
Wow. Yeah. And I think a lot of it's just, with different kinds of plans, different, the alphabet soup, and then you throw on so mm-hmm. many different companies offering them, and you start to figure out the total number of options, it gets to be a bit daunting for folks.
Yeah, we have around 60 Medicare Advantage plans available. 60. Yeah. HMOs or PPOs. Yeah. So it's crippling. And, the mail that comes to people this time of year is crazy. Yeah. All these companies are sending solicitations trying to convince seniors that their plan's the best. And I think a lot of times, again, if they don't have an agent like myself, they just freeze. They're just afraid because the amount of, paper, amount of ads they get is just, I'll just stay with what I got,
Yeah.
I can't even begin to look at all this and decipher it. It's really is impossible for the layperson.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about your new studio that you guys are developing, which should really, be able to open up your services to a lot more people. Can you give me a little rundown of that?
Yeah, we just built what we're calling, we're doing what we call virtual appointments now, where we built these really nice state-of-the-art studios where we can do the same presentation. Kirk, we've taken all this clutter and we've broken it down to a 3-page presentation where we explain what Medicare covers. And then we talk about the pros and cons of Advantage plans and the pros and cons of supplements. And we've really perfected that to where, almost anybody can understand it when it's given to you. It's explained in black and white. And mm-hmm. it's just, like I said, it's a 3-page, we call it our Medicare 101 class. And we can provide that to you right on it. If you've got a computer and the internet, we can provide that to you. We can, you can see us face to face, interact with us. We can scribble on that, that presentation, highlight areas that we think, you need to pay more attention to. And we can do all of that, from the comfort of your own home. And, we're going to expand in other states, especially with people like you. We've met a lot of, financial advisors who've asked, said, hey, I'm in these states. Those are the states we're going to start with.
Okay.
And eventually we'll probably get to all 50.
Okay.
But we'll start with those, and then it's just that you can get that same presentation that we're going to give to somebody who walks in our office.
Okay. And what states right now are you licensed to handle?
Today, West Virginia and Pennsylvania.
Okay.
But soon, again, as soon as we talked about this season, this Medicare season, this annual election or open enrollment, it's called, runs from October 15th to December 7th, and as soon as it ends, we're hopping on, we're going to hop on and get appointed with as many companies as we can, with as many states as we can.
Okay. Okay.
And, again, so when you have people turning 65, if anybody's turning 65 or going on Medicare for the first time at 67, 68, because that's when you're leaving your employer and, you were getting insurance from your employer, that is the most important time in your life as far as choosing a Medicare plan, because you only get one shot at getting in a supplement without being asked medical questions. And so that's the time. Those are the people we love to talk to.
Okay.
To make sure we're guided, we're putting them, pointing them in the right direction.
Okay. Perfect. Well, Aaron, so if somebody wanted to see maybe some of the presentations that you have, even if they can't work with you yet, are there any kind of online resources that you guys
have? We have a really nice comparison chart, supplements to Advantage plans, kind of giving you again the positives and negatives. You can find that on our website. That's getyourbestplan.com. Getyourbestplan.com. The Health Insurance Store on Facebook. We put a lot of little tidbits of information. So if you want to follow us on Facebook, today I just posted something about, how crazy prescription medications are right now, that just, Advair, for example, is available out of Canada for, you know, at retails for $50, where in the United States it retails for $500. You know, and it puts people in the donut hole. An eye drop, you know, if you use eye drops that are one use only, that retails for $500. If you get one vial of it that lasts 30 days, it retails for $50. So just, we always are putting little tidbits of information that can be useful to people on Medicare and save lots of money. So you can also follow us on Facebook as well. You can get a lot of great information that way.
Okay, great. Well, Aaron, I appreciate your time today, and what this information has just been fantastic. And I know it's needed, because I run into clients all the time, and the confusion is just it's massive.
Kirk, as soon as it gets easy to understand, we're out of business. I mean, honestly, the reason why I have 10,000 clients in 12 years of business is because it's so confusing.
Yeah.
And honestly, I kind of wish it wasn't. I mean, I'll go find something else to do. But until that time, I mean, you know, there is a huge need for what we provide.
Sure, absolutely. So again, thanks so much for your time. And I'll try to put a lot of good information in the show notes. So if you're listening to this, you can check our webpage as well. So I'll try to make sure we have a lot of links back to Aaron. Thanks so much, Aaron.
You're welcome, Kirk. Thank you for having me.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that's it for this episode of the Saving Yourself from Wall Street podcast. I appreciate you stopping in. As always, you can find our podcast, along with other articles and videos, at savingyourselffromwallstreet.com. And now, the lawyers say hi.
Saving Yourself from Wall Street is hosted by Kirk Kinder. Kirk Kinder is the owner of Picket Fence Financial, a fee-only financial planning firm. Picket Fence Financial is regulated by the states of Maryland and Florida in accordance and in compliance with securities laws and regulations. Picket Fence Financial does not render or offer to render personalized financial or tax advice through the Saving Yourself from Wall Street podcast. The information provided is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial, tax, investment, or legal advice.